my mind about this case.
My dear sir.
Oh, yes, yes, sir. You may tell your readers that Sherlock Holmes is convinced that a dangerous homicidal maniac with Napoleonic delusions broke into your house last night.
But that's wonderful. Just what I need for my article. Gentlemen, I don't mean to be rude, but the deadline for the evening edition...
Of course, of course. Good day to you, Mr. Harker.
Good day, gentlemen. And thank you, Mr. Holmes. Thank you.
Holmes, you don't seriously believe that.
Don't I? Well, perhaps I don't. Look at the height of that window.
I beg your pardon?
The window where our friend got in last night.
Yes, I see what you mean. It's pretty inaccessible. So, he was a very agile sort.
Like a monkey, despite Lestrade's over-enthusiastic washing away of the blood.
He could hardly have left it there.
There are still several interesting traces. He was a short man, comparatively long in the leg, and rather slight.
Ah, the man in the mortuary doesn't fit that at all, so I was right. He isn't our burglar.
No, he isn't. He was extremely interested in him.
How do you know that?
Because he was carrying his photograph.
What's Lestrade going to think when he finds out you took that?
I'll go back to him tonight.
Stealing evidence is a serious offense.
Not as serious as murder.
You thought that Morse Hudson was the common factor in all this, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
But Mr. Harker bought his Napoleon from somewhere else.
Harding Brothers Department Store. There must be a link. We'll speak to the manager.
I'm sorry, sir. Both Mr. Hardings will be absent until late this afternoon.
Damn.
I'm very sorry, sir.
I'd like to examine your purchasing records.
That is confidential information, sir.
This is a very serious business, Mr.
Stock, sir. I'm very sorry, but there's nothing I can do. You must come back later. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Of course.
Gentlemen?
Damn, Holmes.
Come on! What we pay rates and taxes for, I don't know, when any ruffian can come in and break one's goods.
Mr. Hudson...
It's disgraceful, sir. A plot. That's what I call it. No one but an anarchist would go about breaking statues.
Mr. Hudson...
Great Republicans, that's what they are.
Mr. Hudson! Who did you get the statues from?
Who did I get them from? You want to know who I got them from?
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, we're from Gelder and Company of Church Street, Stepney. They're a well-known supplier in the trade, have been for over 20 years.
How many did you have?
How many? Three, sir. Three. Two for Dr. Barnicot, and the third one smashed in broad daylight on my own counter. Anarchist, sir. Anarchist.
Would you please look at this?
What about it, sir?
Do you know him, Mr. Hudson?
Do I know him? No, I don't. Yes, I do, though. Here, his name's Beppo. Never did know his surname. He did some odd jobs for me a week ago. Then he disappeared. No idea where he went. So,
we know our murderer's name, at least. We're positive.
And we have him as a common factor, both here and in Kensington. Mm. Worth something, but most important, we have the manufacturer of the busts. On to Stepney.
Look at this place. A city within a city. This isn't a city. It's a disgrace. No one should have to live in conditions like this. Let's find this factory.
Yes, Sir Holmes, I remember the item well. A copy in plaster of the famous head of the Emperor by Davin. The original is in marble, of course.
How many copies did you make, Herr Gelder?
Oh, that is impossible to say. Hundreds.
Hundreds?
It used to be a most popular item. But one can only sell so many. We make it no more.
We're particularly interested in a batch you sold to Mr. Morse Hudson of Kensington.
I will see what I can find. Ah, yes, here they are. June the 3rd of last year. And they were the final six.
Six, Herr Gelder? Hudson bought only three.
No, oh, impossible. Wait. That's Ayemir. Herr Holmes, you are quite correct. A batch of six, as I said, but only three went to Herr Hudson. The other three were made to special order for the brothers Harding.
Well, thank you, Herr Kellner. You've been most helpful.
Gentlemen, you are welcome. Oh.